Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Couples TV Show with Greg and Cheryl Clark. You have made a great choice. Now sit back, take notes, and expect your relationship to transform today. Now join me in welcoming your hosts, Greg and Cheryl Clark.
Well, welcome to the next exciting episode of the Inner Discovery Hour with Greg and Cheryl. As always, I'm Gregory Clark Sr., having a wonderful time today here in New York City, and present to some and introduce to others, Cheryl Clark.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us, like Greg said, on this Monday evening. We'd love to have you sign in right now. If you want to call in, it's going to be a great, great time. 347-996-3160. If you want to call in with us to our Monday mission statement that we're getting ready to do for you in a couple of minutes. So, Gregory?
Well, definitely we're going to deal with our marching towards your success. This whole month of March, we're going to be giving you some insight, and we're going to take each Monday this month to give you two ways. So make sure you join us for the whole entire month. We got five Mondays this month. And your ability to walk away with the 10 ways to define what success is to you is going to be great. And as Cheryl said, we're going to be dealing with the first two today, which is your mission statements and also how to shift your mindset. But before we even jump into all of that, because we have a lot of information, make sure that, as Cheryl stated, call in 347-996-3160. And also take the opportunity and the time to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecouplemotivators. Again, facebook.com/thecouplemotivators. And let's just jump into it. I mean, we have a wealth of information. We have some time. And also, towards the end of today's telecast, you'll be able to hear our motivational moment of the day. We each have one, and we're going to share it with you where we can take you to just a thought. It's not random. It's something positive, something to keep you going, regardless if you're in a relationship or not, but it's just something that's paramount to help you flow. But as we said, let's jump right into it. We're dealing with 10 ways to define what success is to you. So there's so many times and thoughts where people said, this is successful, that's what's successful. And when you start to see that you just put everything together, it's different thoughts and different manifestations. But we're going to deal with it from the foundation till you reach the penthouse. And it starts with having that mission statement. That mission statement is so important. So without further ado, I send it off to Cheryl Clark.
Well, I just thank you, Greg, but I just wanted to let everyone know is that if you are in a relationship, this is going to help you. If you're not in a relationship, this is going to help you. And if you're thinking about being in a relationship, if this is going to help you. If you are youth and you're listening to this, is going to help you. This area is very crucial to being a successful individual. First of all, get your pen and paper out because you're going to need it. So the first thing that you need to do, you have to just start, if you're in a couple, so since we're the couple motivators, we like to do things in that's geared towards the couple, or you're in a relationship or you're going towards that, or family. There's one thing you need. You need a strong foundation. And the one thing you're going to need is three different mission statements. One for yourself, one as a couple, and one for your family. Hmm. Now, if you don't understand what that means, one mission statement for yourself, one mission statement for your as a couple, and another mission statement for your family. Now, people may disagree with that, but before Greg and I was one, we were individuals. Hmm. And you have to define who Cheryl is. You have to define who Greg is. You have to define who Janaea is, who Jason is, who Jayla is. And those are kids. Those are children's names.
Some
of our children's names. So for those who are out there, who wants to define Linda? You got to define who that Linda is before going forward. Because if not, and if you have never done this before, we're going to walk you through how how to actually prepare a mission statement. And the first thing you're going to do is that you need to get a piece of paper. And I believe in writing things down, not just on the computer. I believe in a pen and paper and writing it down. Because what you're going to do is actualizing that, writing it down, and putting it in front of your face, and you actually see it. You can't see my husband's board, but we're in front of his desk right now. And he has, maybe we should show the Mexico, take a picture of it. He has his actual vision in front of his face every time he comes to sit down. So he has it written there, and he can see it. Because it's on a dry erase board, and the other portions are like sticky things that he could put on there for whatever he decides that he wants to put on interchangeable. So the thing is that you got to know what is your mission statement. Define what the mission is. So if it's a special duty or function or whichever one you feel like you are supposed to be doing, and whatever the purpose of your life is, the mission should be there, and it should be something that you feel. And if you don't know what your purpose is, that's okay too. That is definitely okay. But you have to know what the mission of Cheryl is. Then we move on to our marriage. What is the mission? What are the goals that we have set for ourselves and for each other in this relationship to be successful in it? Then for our children, our family, if you don't have children already or you're thinking that you're going to be, that's a mission. Planning is success. Now, our children wasn't really much so planned, but we had a mission for them after they came here. And a lot of people are planning their children today, especially when you're adopting or you can't conceive on your own, and things just happen where you know, the Lord bless you with many children like we have. But the whole point is that you have to have a mission. Babies get here. What is the define? They're looking towards you as the leader for the family. Our children look towards us for guidance. So what are you guiding them towards, Greg?
Well, one of the things, and I'm just going to like kind of backtrack a little bit, like when you're dealing with the mission statement for yourself, one of the things that allows you to marry yourself or to move forward in any type of thought, you have to establish what it is that you can conceive for yourself. Mm-hmm. If there's no conceptualization for yourself, then we're already at a blockage, and the blockage is not something that can't be undone, but you have to conceptualize who you are as an individual. Now, once you have that down pack, and like how Cheryl said, Cheryl needs, is an individual who likes to write things down. For me, I'm into technology. I'll type, I'll text, I'll save it in different other formats, but whatever way that you do it, it's fine, as long as that you are jotting down and allowing that conceptualization of yourself to come to the forefront. Now, once you've allowed that to be established and you see that as concrete and you know when you cement yourself, like for myself, I know for me as Greg, I am a gregarious individual who loves to assist others. I'm a little headstrong, and at the same time, within that statement, I know that my heart is there to catapult others towards their highest potential. That's a simple mission statement. And now Cheryl's going to go through the different parameters of how you can create your own mission statement. See, it wasn't something that was all drawn out. You didn't need a whole soliloquy. All of this is something that you can surmise, and maybe no more than three sentences, something that you just hit and people understand. So, okay. And not even that, when you can do something like that, that's when you start to have the ability to understand that you can define yourself. You understand who you are. You understand where you're navigating towards. Then as you take that plan, that particular mission statement, and now you're about to combine it with someone else, it's not that you're losing your individuality. What it is that you're allowing yourself to step forward into an evolutionary process of what it is that you are desiring yourself to see. See, regardless of me being a male, I had to connect with a female in order to start a family. I could not start a family with another male. Now, I understand this day and age you can, and there's other opportunities. But I'm talking about in the physical sense. You don't have to send us letters or
we're not
homophobic. What I'm saying is I'm just breaking down the whole process. The process that we're saying is that in order to take that initial motivation, that initial mission statement, and take it to the next step, if you're talking from a physical sense and relationship-wise, then there's different parameters that you have to do. And I know Cheryl's going to get into that second point because we're not going to just over-elaborate. But remember, make sure your personal and individual mission statement is something that you can define readily, and also allow yourself to know and rehash that and keep that going in your spirit, so you know who you are, so you can manifest what you see yourself becoming.
That's great, because Greg hit on some good points there. A mission statement does not have to be long, but it should be precise. It should be something, and I want to say that it's interchangeable, because we're humans, and we're always evolving, as we should be always evolving. You should be able to go in and change your mission statement when you have reached a plateau that you feel like you have, especially in your career or things like that. When you're going through something, and see, somebody may be in school right now. So if you're in college right now, and you're married or wherever you are right now, your mission statement is to be. At the end of May 2005, I will be graduating my bachelor's degree in a higher education, and they're saying that you in the field of such and such and such, and I will be a great aspect to others and to contribute to the world. But the thing is that what are you doing for others? Is your mission statement just all about yourself? And you need to ask yourself that, because if you're not thinking about doing something for someone else, then that's a selfish mission statement. If your purpose in the world is not to serve and help others, check your mission. Why are you doing what you're doing? Today, this hour that we take out each and every Monday, we could be doing something else. But it's something that we decided to do because this motivation that we have, that we want to give to others, is something that we've both been dreaming about for a long time. And we had to make sure that we had the right time and place and areas that we were able to now give to others. And that was our mission statement. Our together mission statement is that we have it down, written down, that we were going to be a motivating force and bring such a community of other couples together to stay on the time of not being a sprint, but being a marathon together, and prioritize their marriage to be a healthy and nurturing one that they can mentor others. In a nutshell, what do? We motivate. How do you do it? We get on here and we show you how to do it. Give you the tools for each and every time if you have a question. And if there's things going on in your life that you feel like you're not able to push through, this is where we come in at. We're on the ground floor, and we're building up people with like minds that are ready to motivate others to get off the grind of just saying, I'm going a 9-to-5 today, and to create their own type of revenue, to create their own source of independence. Like Greg and I have been saying for a long time that we're entrepreneurs. We have two businesses going on besides other things. And the thing is that we did not start, you know, from the top. The whole point was that we had a mission that we were going to do something, and we did it. And it doesn't take a whole lot of just fluff around you. It takes a whole lot of faith, and it takes a whole lot of courage, and it takes a whole lot of action to do it, because your dreams are something that's, and then your dreams formulate over time, and they become bigger. Why not be able to dream that you can do something big? Why not be able to do something humongous that's going to impact the world and impact others, Greg?
Now, as we get back to the mission statement, your mission statement, as Cheryl alluded to and shared just a couple of seconds ago, if your mission statement doesn't have anything to do with being a blessing or being something that's paramount for others, it's not going to work. Now, the reason why I can say that is if your mission statement is just about, okay, I'm going to go out there and just manifest for myself, who are you going to manifest from? Who are you actually interacting with? How you think that you're going to get from point A to point B within that plan? And that's why I tell people all the time, your mission statement is a part of your foundation of your plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your plan evolves over time, but when people tell you, oh, I got a plan over here and I have a plan over here, they never had a plan. There's always one plan. And within that one plan, you allow yourself to evolve. There's going to be many tributaries. If you've been following us on Facebook, and especially on the Couples Motivators page, you can see I put a post up about tributaries not so long ago, probably within the last couple of days. And I let you know that those tributaries within your plan are part of the plan. When people start to say, oh, my God, there's a fork in the road, and I make that decision. Now, at each fork of the road, you make a decision, and that's what your mission statement is about. So regardless if you have the established mission statement for yourself as an individual, and then as it evolves, it moves into a mission statement with you and someone else. It could be a business. That's why you have a business plan. That's all it is. A mission statement is just an evolution of a business plan. So now you have that next step where you're dealing with the mission statement of one of two or more people coming together. And if you're dealing with a married couple, now you're dealing with a mission statement of two individuals who are coming together. And what is the statement that they're saying as a couple? That still does not negate what they're saying as individuals. But now they've created by becoming together and moving forward in this particular avenue in a relationship, now they have a mission statement there. And then as the evolution continues, the next mission statement now, regardless if the children are planned or unplanned, then you have to reestablish and evolve the plan to that next step because now you're dealing with other entities involved. They cannot, at one point when you were by yourself, there was no entity. There was no extra entities. Then you had to gather yourself and the evolution of the mission plan became this, and now you had one mission plan, and now there's really, when you break it down, it's now three because you have one, and two. The two people that come together, that makes three. And now you're talking with kids, then with each child that comes along, that's an extra tributary within the evolution of your mission statement. So we definitely want you to understand, especially in these 10 ways to define what success is to you, your mission statement about yourself, the mission statement that you wish to establish for your family, and the mission statement that you want to establish for you as a couple. Those three parts of that triangle are very, very paramount for you. And the reason why we're going to emphasize that, because even before we get to the next step of shifting your mindset, if you don't understand who you are, and I don't know why I keep harping on this, but it seems like this is a point that has to be established so you understand this to go forward. Because, see, success, you think certain people are successful because they miss certain steps. You cannot have sustained success skipping steps.
Absolutely.
And a mission statement is one of the necessary forms that you have to have concrete foundation. You're building your house. Where's your foundation? Where's the thought process coming from? What is it that if someone was to walk up to Cheryl and ask Cheryl a question, she should be able to rattle off who she is in three sentences or less? It should not take a long. If someone has to sit there, and you say them da di da da, and start singing like the keys of a scale, that means they don't know who they are. They should be able to rattle it off, tell you, express themselves to you exactly who you are. And then as it evolves, then it becomes the next mission statement for the family. And then that mission statement, when you start moving into entrepreneurship, it's not that the mission statement has stayed. Now it's evolving to that next step that within the mission statement, now you're building up the business plan. Now you're building up the necessary networks. Now you're starting to connect with people, as Cheryl stated, with what we're doing here as the Couple Motivators. We're here to connect with people. It's not about just her. It's not about just me. It's about creating a network of individuals to let people know love is cool. Marriage is cool. being entrepreneurs is cool. It's not about just for you worrying about being just over broke or just to think about just because you have that piece of paper on your wall, like probably some of you made comments and you saw like you saw one of the pieces of paper on the wall. That still doesn't establish anything. What establishes it, what do you take that necessary foundation that you have in those mission statements and take it to the next level? So remember, as Cheryl just alluded to you, there's three parts of the mission statement. You have your individual one that starts off with you as an individual, defining yourself and allowing your self-conceptualization to happen. Then you move on to the next step when you're dealing with now the couple one. Now you're dealing with the one that now you've decided to allow yourself to be in partnership with another, because we've told you over and over again, and it may seem like a broken record, but we're going to keep rehashing it so you understand it. Now you're moving into the couples format of the mission statement, because now your relationship should be like a business. You're reestablishing yourself. Now we're talking about the things that we wish to do, regardless you want to rent or purchase, regardless you want a car, you ride in a train. All that stuff is part of your mission statement. And then it evolves even further where the next particular one, when you're dealing in a relationship, now you're dealing with the family aspect. Now, what are we doing? Are we staying in the suburbs? Are we going, are we staying in the city? Are we urbanites or we're suburbanites? Now, people would say, oh, my God, we're changing the plan. No, you're not changing the plan. You're evolving the plan because it's always your choice within that mission statement. So remember, you need those three necessary foundations to establish yourself so to see where you're going. And especially if you're in any type of relationship that you feel that is long-term, remember, respect your partner by respecting yourself and knowing who you are.
Very good. And then in a nutshell, we're going to end with that. I think Greg did a wonderful job. Get yourself some questions. You want to ask yourself some questions. I jotted some down. What do you like about yourself? If you don't know what your mission is, what do you like about my marriage? What do you like about your family? What don't you like? You need to put that down as well, because then you start, this is just when you start to tease out your mission, that way you can be very specific about it. What part of what's different about you and your spouse, if you're thinking about if you're in the spouse one? What's different about you if you're doing an individual one? What is different? What makes you unique? Everybody has that thing that makes them unique. What do you really respect about yourself, others, and your spouse?
Wow.
You need to ask yourself that. And do you really respect yourself and others? There's some other things. What's important to you? What is important to you? Mm. Because what may be important to me may not be important to you. Another one is set reachable goals. And what is the reachable goals you think is obtainable? Then I will also, out the box, think of something that you think that is not reachable and put that down.
Something
that you think that is not attainable. Put it down. You never know. Put it down. That's why we got these things on our shirt that says Dream Big, because that's what we're about, dreaming big. Put it down. Who says you can't, like Greg said, if you want to live in the suburbs and you decide to have a mansion of a home, why not? Why not? But you got to have a plan to get there. Mm. You cannot be sitting in coach with a first-class mentality. Buy that first-class ticket and sit in it. Why not? Why not? Why, like you said, what was that football player I kept seeing? Why not you? Make sure you respect yourself. That one is a must. You have to have on there, like Greg said, is a must. And another thing is, when we get ready to go into shifting our mindset, is taking responsibility for our own actions. Taking responsibility. There is an old saying that when you point your fingers at others, there's four other fingers pointing back at you. So you have to take responsibility for your own actions. And the thing is, start teasing it out and asking questions. What are the opportunities that are before you? And stop beating yourself up for the past and start understanding that your past, without your failures in your past, it's not going to make you, it's not breaking you, it's making you. Your past failures make you who you are today. We have failed at least, I don't know how many times. The point is that we had some really triumphant times that we did not fail, and we learned from those failures. How much did you learn? I remember when Greg was saying about 7-Up. He tried so many times until he got to 7-Up. What if you would have stopped at 6-Up? You never know. So as we go to the last one, is shifting our mindset. Greg, you want to open that one?
Well, one of the things that you have to allow yourself, and you may hear a lot of my words are being repeated because I wanted to delve and really reach your subconscious to understand that most of the things that you wish to occur, it's about you making that choice. Mm-hmm. You have to allow yourself. You see, there are so many times that we've dealt with individuals and even during things that we've learned in the processes that we went through that people would say, you know, I don't have this and I don't have that. And I says, well, the vibration that you're already navigating in, you're keeping that stuff away from you. And you're like, wait a minute, what do you mean? I want a big house. I want my bills paid. I says, well, think about how you're manifesting yourself. Think about the mindset. Or have you shifted? Have you allowed yourself to move from one space to another? And that goes along with the reestablishment as the first part with your mission statement. Now, once you have that mission statement down, now we're moving to the next step. Now we're trying to get that mind correct. And at times, and I'll be the first one to admit, I have to do self-correction on myself. You have to do that daily. There are times, there are situations that will come up just for me to claim and name it.
Mm.
And that's about my mindset. Now I can look at something and say, oh, this is X, Y, and Z, and it could be in a negative or in a negative aspect. Or I can look at certain things. And it's in a positive aspect. And there's certain things that Cheryl alluded to with the failures. To me, failure only occurs when you stop moving. That's when the failure occurs. See, we have failed at things. See, failed and failure are two different words, even though they may have the same, a little bit of vibration, but there's a difference. As Cheryl stated with the gentleman who created 7-Up, he failed 6 times. If he did not do 7, if he did not go to number 7, or for my Hispanic people, siete, if he didn't go to number 7, then he would have been a failure. But know what? Just like Thomas Edison, just like Henry Ford, just like anyone who is truly Garrett Morris, as we had just left Black History Month, and to see some of the innovations that we have done, people, regardless of what their nationality is, in order for them to create what it is that they created or to get that patent or to make that new next level of innovation that has been a blessing to us going forward, they had to shift their mindset. Because believe you me, they didn't wake up one morning, their first try, and all of a sudden, you know, all the transistors worked or the radio turned on the first time. Or Alexander Graham Bell, who's said to have created the telephone, that first call. You're sitting there like you're hoping this thing works. But there's times that he has failed, and that comes with shifting your mindset. And not even that. Shifting your mindset also entails with who you got around you.
Yeah.
Let me be clear. Who you got around you. Because, see, pigeons can't hang out with eagles. But there are too many times we have pigeons hanging around us. And those pigeons will start pecking at you and grab every little piece that they can because they're only looking for what they can have. See, I've noticed, and even it goes back to a memory I had of mine where I remember seeing a red-tailed hawk here in the Bronx, New York, in Van Cortlandt Park. And I'll never forget, we had some kids out in Van Cortlandt Park, and we was allowing them to have some recess as me with my other occupation as a teacher. And next you know, we saw this red-tailed hawk out of nowhere. You heard him, and the pigeons were trying to fly away, and you saw him just swoop out of nowhere, grabbed one, and it was it. And you realize from that moment, they are predators, and there's prey. Pigeons And I'm and I hope, and you can call up, and some of you may not like it because maybe you're the pigeon, and maybe you have to shift your mindset towards being that eagle or that red-tailed hawk. But if you really truly see success in your in your circumference and the vibration and things that you want and the things that you desire, it starts with you being focused on saying, this is my plan. Yes, I'm going to stub my toe. Yes, I may trip and fall. Yes, I may have a valley moment, but as long as I don't allow myself to stay in a valley moment, I got the ability to start walking up the side of the mountain to reach that next peak. And probably when I get to that next peak, I probably have to come back down again and go through some stuff. And that's all part of the process of learning. See, shifting your mindset is about learning.
Yeah.
It's about allowing yourself to say, you know what, I'm going to grasp who I am. I had to shift my mindset when I said I was going to change this young lady's name. That's a shifting of the mindset. You can say it's boyfriend, girlfriend, and now you're talking about siring and changing the name, and you start thinking about, wait a minute, I got to think of someone other than myself. Mm-hmm. I have to think about some. I have to, and this is all part of your mission. See how it all connects? Now I'm sitting here talking about, okay, if I'm really talking about building a family, okay, if you're talking about, oh, I want 4 or 5 kids, do you really think it's feasible in a one-bedroom apartment? And I'm not knocking the one-bedroom apartment.
We
started there. But what I'm saying is part of the mission statement and part of the plan was to say, wait a minute. If I know that we've had talks as our established mission statement that we had, because I remember going back with this young lady, and I remember her writing names because she had to learn how to write penmanship. That's why she loves to write to this day. She had to sit there, and I'll never forget being her during the time when we were courting and getting that part, we were engaged, and she had a little book, and she was writing the names of our children. We had a discussion. We were sending out the vibration.
I don't even remember that.
We were sending out the vibration. And by sending out the vibration, now, if you are a wise individual, I'm going to say this again, if you are a wise individual, I didn't say smart.
I did that though?
No, but I'm going to let you, but if you are a wise individual, and if you're really marking your territory to say, you know what, I'm seeing myself with this particular person, regardless of his business, regardless of his relationship, regardless of, even if it's just for yourself. If you're a wise individual, you start to note the things around you. You start to take heed to the things around you. And by you taking heed to the things around you, then you're preparing yourself for when those vibrations come, it's not a shock. When she told me she's pregnant, it wasn't a big shock. I know what we were doing to get her pregnant, so it wasn't a big shock.
But you know what I wanted to say to you is that Greg didn't realize that I was having issues getting pregnant.
Mm.
I was not getting pregnant. It wasn't lack of trying. I just wasn't getting pregnant. And I started to write down the names of my children because we had did plan it, but I was not getting pregnant.
Mm.
And he doesn't know the reason why I was writing down the names. It's because I was having issues. He did not know that. I was like, why am I not getting pregnant? And, you know, there was we went to church one day and they prayed over me and stuff like that. But I just remember that I just had to, from a young newlywed, I had to learn how to see something that's not there. I had to learn.
No, say that again. Somebody needs to hear that.
I had to learn how to see something that was not there yet.
Mm.
And the thing is that these businesses was not here. My oldest daughter was not here. I knew her name was Shania Jaquay Clark. I knew that. And I just kept writing it over and over and over again. After that first child, there was 5 more that came after. It's because I saw myself as a mother. I saw myself being a wonderful mother.
So you shifted your mindset.
I shifted into not, because I'd already became a wife.
And then I
shifted myself into becoming a mother. And that's a great thing for you to do. If you see yourself not as a wife right now, and you want to be a wife, you need to start shifting that. shifting that mindset of I would like to be a wife and the things that I need to do to be start being around wives. You want to see yourself married? Be around
successful.
A wife.
Successful.
Yes, a successful marriage. And this is what the couple motivators are about. If you are in a long-term marriage, if you are in a long-term relationship, and you want to see how you can support your soon-to-be spouse, or why is it that I feel like a little something there, that I don't know why it's taking so long. The thing, those are questions that you need to start asking yourself with your mission statement. And does your mission statement and his mission statement add up? Before you even get married, you got to see if you are thinking on the same accord.
Mm.
Because if he wants three kids and you don't want any, did you guys ever talk about that?
We're going to have an issue.
If you ever talked about that?
We're going to have an issue.
Greg and I knew, because we were friends for so long, we kind of knew where we wanted to be. We knew we wanted to be parents. We knew that we wanted to be together. We knew. Now, there were things that came into our lives that was contrary to our vows. Now, we said that, forget this. I'm not going to deal with this. There was all kind of things that came through our marriage. We're going to be 20 years married at the end of March. And the whole thing is that it was not easy. But the point is, you have to learn and go back and define what your marriage is. Define who you are. Define who your family is. And who are they going to be in this world?
Mm.
And once you find that out, boy, you have really set the foundation that nobody can tear it down. There is something that we do in our thing that we lock hands with our partner, because the simple fact, if somebody can break this chain, then you didn't have a strong chain. Your links should be strong. Your foundation should be strong. And when you're doing that, and when you're dealing with a mate, or when you're going to be joining the couple motivators, we encourage you to join us in the next couple of weeks. And by the end of April, we're going to spring off. We're going to have a launch spring off. And we're going to invite everyone that's willing to join with us. And you feel like you can motivate others to move in the area of entrepreneurship, move in the area of being putting their relationship on top. We had to work on our marriage to make it work, because we were headed to divorce.
Mm.
And that's the God honest truth.
Not to cut you off, but one of the things that I wanted to deal with while I could feel the it's moving in me, and it goes back to how you shift your mindset. Now, as I was alluding to earlier about pigeons, and I might get in a little trouble for this, but he has a couple motivators. I'm the one that the universe has made my shoulders broad enough for me to handle the stuff that I can handle what I dish out. Now, as my wife alluded to, when she became a wife, or even before she became my wife, let me go back a little bit. Before she actually became my wife, I noticed one thing about her. She started hanging around successful couples or successful women. And not even that, she started getting mentorship. She started seeking, not seeking for Greg. Hear me out. Because for some of y'all, it's going to hit real quick. She was seeking out and navigating certain things for her own particular shift in her mindset, not in the collective, not in that part of the mission statement that says that we're coming together and this is what, no. In order to become what you feel that you see you're doing, there has to be some level of tutelage that you have to go through. Even for me to have some of the information and things of that nature, I would never disparage or downtrodden the areas that I went through, because that's all still part of me. Those are all still, regardless of how it is
Absolutely.
Intrinsically within my DNA, they're still parts of what I went through for me to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start denying
yeah.
who you are or who what you went through, then that's when you're still denying yourself. But see, let me stay focused on this whole thing with shifting the mindset,
mm-hmm.
especially when we're dealing with couples. See, and there are male hoes, and there are female hoes. And we ain't talking about the ones that you are. We're not talking about garden tools. Now,
oh God,
if a young lady sees herself talking about, you know, I want a man, I want a decent life, I don't want to have to be doing all these things just for some level of attention, of allowing the essence and the transfer of energy that you're allowing to be utilizing you when another man is penetrating you that may not be who you're supposed to be connected with, then you need to get connected. Then you need a shift. Your mindset needs to be shifted. Now, on top of that, I'll be the first one to say, for men, because don't think just because you got all these notches on your belt that you big Superman, raw dog, and all this other stuff, your raw dog may end up biting you later on. But then you turn around one day and say, you know what? I would love a family. You know, I want to settle down, have some kids, and this and the third. So then you, as a male hoe, have to figure out then, okay, let me start hanging out with people who are successful relationships. Now, let me explain something further when it comes to shifting in your mindset. Just because someone's in a successful relationship doesn't mean, as Cheryl alluded to with us, doesn't mean that everything is perfect.
Yeah.
If someone tells you that they're in a perfect relationship and there's no conflict and there's no times where she may not stand me and I can't stand her and all this other stuff,
yeah.
and they talking about they're lying.
Lies.
Run from them.
Lies.
Run from them.
Lies.
I'll say it again. Run from them. Because
Lies.
Now if anybody's not willing to keep it real with you, that's why I said, there are times I know I'll get in trouble. There are probably times that we'll do events and people will look at me and say, did he really just say that? Or yes, I said it. Because that's supposed to be the shock value to let you know, yes, you cannot make a hoe into a housewife. In the same way you can't make a male hoe into a provider. And I'm going to say it again. You cannot make a hoe into a housewife.
Well, maybe
and
you can.
No. Hear me out. And this breaks down why you can't.
Okay.
You can't make a hoe into a housewife, and you can't make a male hoe into a provider. Why? Because in order for that individual, if they're female and they decide that they're going to cut out their activities or cut out the things that may be not in the best light for themselves physically, mentally, subconsciously, and spiritually, then that's when the shift comes. When that shift comes, now you move from being a hoe. And now you're shifting your mindset and say, you know what, I don't want these hoes. I don't want people to consider me with that label. I don't want people to consider me that, oh, you know what I'm saying, he got girl here, girl here, girl here. Yo, after a while, it's like, okay. Like how we alluded to previously in certain shows that we watched that were, you know, one man had like 34 kids from all these kinds. It's like, wait a minute. Why would you even allow yourself? There's something deep that needs to be rectified, and there was no mind shifting going on. All that was thinking with the lower head. And the thing about it is, once you get to that level of shifting your mindset to say within yourself, say, you know what, I'm going to stop this behavior. I'm not telling people don't go outside and date and you know, see what's out there. There's a point of seeing what's out there, and you're in something for a while, and if it doesn't work out and then you move on to something else, that's not hoeing. I'm talking about, you know, for those of you out there, you know exactly what I mean. If you're out there at the club or you're out there at these venues or you're out there wherever and it's like somebody can buy you a couple of drinks and all of a sudden they're between your legs, you have a problem. That means there's a mindset shift that we have to work at within yourself to move you from that stage of low self-esteem to a stage where, you know what I'm saying, as Cheryl said earlier, Why not? Why can't you be first class? Yes, you can be first class. Yes, you're gonna move from one vibration to another vibration. So you know what? I see myself better. I see myself with one individual. I see myself building a life. I'm seeing myself hopefully even building doing entrepreneurship activities, someone that I can grow with and aspire to and hopefully grow old with. That's where the shift is. And that's what's, and then with you men, when you say that, when I say you can't tell, turn a male hoe into a provider, because see, if you're a male hoe and you out there spreading your seed, you'll never be a provider. Why? Because if you have different women all over the place with your seed who have birthed the child in your place and into this realm, that means if you are working and having a decent job, that pie is getting cut up so hard that by the time you see anything for yourself, you're probably living back home with your mama because of the stuff that you were doing, thinking that you would miss the big stuff. So in that mindset, for males and females, and that's what we're here about, letting you know that it's time to shift. That mindset shifts. It deals with that mission statement of yourself. And once you shift your mind to say, you know what, I am better. I believe in myself. I can vibrate at a higher level of thought that's going to allow me to enjoy this plane that we're on right now and not feel in any type of way, the choice is always yours to shift your mind to the next level, Cheryl.
Well, I think Greg dealt with shift your mind. I think we're going to go into our little ending.
We're going into our motivational moment. And since I did take all that time, I got kind of spirit. It was welling up in me. I had to release that. So, you know, I know we're going to get comments and stuff like that, but it's all good. It's all good. That's what the Couple Motivators is here for. We're here to stimulate your mind, probably say things that you know is true, that you may be scared to say, but we will say it. But now, Cheryl's turn to share her motivational moment.
Well, my motivational moment is simply this. It's time for you to know that you have the confidence to do what you need to do, whatever you want to do, and however you need to do it. Confidence. This is a moment that you need to understand that you are enough. You are unique, and you are that person for the job. The only thing that you need to know is look in the mirror and say, I am good enough, just the way I am. And the thing that you need to also know is to get confidence is just a leap of faith.
Mm.
It's for you to walk out there and say that I can. And a lot of people are walking around with such low self-esteem. That's what low confidence is. It's low self-esteem. And the thing that you have to understand is stop dragging in your old things or things that have happened to you in the past and start living on those words that you will never be nothing, that you're stupid. You will never amount to anything.
Wow.
And change those words around for your good. Why I can say that to you is because those things were said to me in my youth. I was called stupid every single day. And I am sitting before you today with a master's degree and as a marriage and family therapist. I am sitting before you today as a business owner. I'm sitting here before you today, a mother of six and a wife of one. And I thank you every day for those words that were said over me, because I am now standing in confidence today and said that I can, and yes, I did. And the thing that you have to understand is that not everybody's going to be in your corner. And that's why we're here today to let you know that you are enough. And if you're married today, you need to look at your spouse's face and let them know, you are enough, baby. Because all they need to sometime hear is a little bit of courage and a little bit of motivation. So I want to let you know today is that you are enough. Your confidence level, build that up. Because every day everybody has a mirror. Look in that mirror and say, I am enough. as if you do not know how wonderful you are, or if you don't know how great you are, I'm telling you today that you are great and you are enough. Now, also what I need you to do is that if you have struggles, that's the thing that you need to look at and say, I need to do something about this. If you feel like you are, like you feel, this is for the youth, if you feel like you are have trouble with reading, trouble with testing, trouble with math, do what we did to our daughter. Get a book and read more. Ask questions more. If you find that you're an introvert, be that extrovert. If you find you struggling with speaking out loud or speaking in front of people, try to speak. Speak to someone you've never spoken to before, because you are one connection away of finding success in your life. So my thing is, you are enough. You have the confidence of a leap of faith to something different today. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And now my motivational moment for today goes back to a simple thought that I always keep in front of me on my desk. And it goes back, intelligence is the ability to apply knowledge. Now, people say, what do you mean by that, Greg? I'll break it down to you. People talk all the time, oh, this child is so smart, and this one is so smart, and that one is so smart. But sometimes we get ourselves plugged into the wrong thought pattern, because we're looking at intelligence as something that's just basically someone can open up a book and break it down and do all these other things, and it's just so book smart. So do you understand there are so many different forms of intelligence? There's so many different forms of intelligence that just because a child learns in a particular way, and that may be in the they're the round circle, and you're trying to fit them into the square peg, and by you saying that, okay, they're not fitting here, that there's something wrong with them. No, maybe something wrong with you. Are you thinking outside of the box? Are you trying to just peg everyone in there? So intelligence has always broken down to where it is shown to allow yourself to manifest who you are. See, there's different levels of intelligence. I believe it says, I don't want to disrespect her, because I know she was considered the first African-American millionaire, and it had to do with hair products in the early 20th century. But come to find out, she didn't really have a formal education. So now, how did someone who didn't have a formal education become successful? Because there's different forms of intelligence. Henry Ford. When you think about Henry Ford, people think, oh, Henry Ford is the person who started the assembly line. No, there were others who actually helped with the concept. He was just smart enough. He wasn't as book smart. See, people break that down. He wasn't that book smart. He had enough ingenuity and enough sense within himself to utilize his form of intelligence, was putting the right pieces together and letting other people manage those pieces. You know what? Yeah, your concept for this is good, but if we do it in this particular way, we can streamline the process and get even more. And that's where all of a sudden you got so many levels of innovation that came out of the Ford factory. Why? Because Henry Ford didn't just allow what they said about his schooling to hold him back. And as Cheryl alluded to with our own child, we know that each one of those six expressions that came from our coming together, they have they applied their intelligence in different ways. And that's why when I see one applied in a different way, and sometimes my kids will come to me and say, Dad, you got on this one, but you didn't really get on that one. I says, well, I'm applying a different part to you because you are who you are. I'm applying a different part to them or that one because I know who he or she is. Now, the worst thing I can ever do as a father is to say, oh, I'm just going to hit everyone with the same bat or the same words or the same way or the same delivery. No. Certain people get broken down quick. Some people get built up. They're different their difference or their capability has nothing to do with me as the receiver. It's up to me as the deliverer to say, you know, how am I going to apply what I know of this individual based on their intelligence level? I didn't say knowledge. I said on their intelligence level to navigate the situation. That's why intelligence is the application of knowledge. Now, we all have the ability to know so many different things. Your motivation for yourself is about gleaming information to make your life better, to make your walk, your path, the things that you're navigating better. Nobody wants to stay the same way. Nobody wants to be told that, okay, you can only go but so far. Who told you that lie? You have the ability through taking intelligence, and intelligence is being shown that it's the ability to apply knowledge. It's the ability for you to take the knowledge that you've gleaned from, I don't care if you got only got high school education, I don't care if you are a PhD, I don't care if you're somewhere in the middle. But if you're not applying what you know to make your life better, to make your situation better, to make those around you better, to make the world a little bit better, then you're not that smart. And you're really not that intelligent. So my motivational moment that I would like to leave you with for this particular episode is that I want you to respect your type of intelligence. Don't let someone, just because someone is a blue-collar worker, there's certain blue-collar workers I've seen do magic, and they don't have and they can run circles around a white-collar person. But see, his manifestation, his gift, is in his hands. He may not necessarily be the person that's on the computer all day, but you put a piece of metal, a piece of wood, and all of a sudden they have a masterpiece in front of you. You're trying to figure out, like, wait a minute, how does this occur? I'm the one sitting here at the desk. Okay, but without that person down there, you cannot manifest. See, think like Henry Ford. Henry Ford had enough sense within himself to understand, I cannot do it all by myself. Let me figure out the plan. Let me allow my mindset, as you can tell, allow my mindset to allow others to succeed and be successful, and in the long run, it's going to benefit me. So please, if you take anything from us, from my particular motivational moment, is that allow yourself to apply the level of intelligence that you have and allow that to be the cusp of you being great.
Well, we're at the end of our hour now. It has flew by, and we would like to thank you for joining us this evening. As we're going to be marching in towards your success in the 10 ways to defining what success is to you and how to manifest it in your life. So if you leave with us today, is get a mission statement. And you can shoot us one if you think you need any help with the mission statement. You can give us an email address, Greg.
The couple motivators at gmail.com. Again, the couple, not couples, couple. Motivators with an S at gmail.com.
You can shoot us any questions you may have, any topics you may have, anything you would like to see upcoming and discuss. So we welcome all questions, inquiries, or just comments on our page and via email. And like I said, we are so humbled that you joined us for this hour. And thank you for listening to us. And I hope you join us next Monday night for our Motivation Monday and our little excerpt of what we say that motivates you to the next level in your life. And we thank you for joining us. And like I said, jot down the number for next week is 347-996-3160. You can ask us any questions that's on your heart. Shoot us an email with any questions on your heart, because next week we'll be answering questions in your inbox.
And make sure you go like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Couple Motivators. Again, that is facebook.com/ The Couple Motivators. And as always, we are blessed and we are very happy that we are spending this time with you. It's an investment in ourselves, and it's an investment yourself. You are worth it. You are worth it. And until next time, we'll see you at this same station, same time, and you might see us all over YouTube. Esquire 9971 is the YouTube channel. Make sure you go check out our videos. They are up there. Esquire 9971. Peace.
Thank you. God bless.